Blog Talk Radio.
Sound of my voice. This is Elder Gerald Livingston from Push Outreach Ministries. Today's subject of importance will be in the area of prosperity. Now, what is prosperity? If you have prosperity, then what you have is you have plenty, you have abundance. In a certain area of your life, whether it be of spiritual or physical or soulish type of prosperity. Now, when God said he wanted you in prosperity, as he says in the Word of God, he's talking about in all areas of your life, spirit, soul, and body prosperity. Now, you must understand that you have to distinguish the prosperity that God wants you to have from what the world considers prosperity. The people in the world consider prosperity more or less in a transitional, temporal type of thing, whereas at the moment, if they get their needs met, or even in a length of time, which is not too long for them, they feel that, you know, once they've attained whatever it is and they have an abundance of what it is, they consider themselves prosperous, okay? Now, this story was told once of a man who had a stomach, who had so many ulcers, he could not eat his food. Now, but he was a wealthy man. But did he have prosperity? No. There's a scripture that says in the Bible that some people will sit down at the table and they can't even eat the food that's on the table. And more than likely, they can't eat their own food that's on the table. It's because they don't have physical prosperity somewhere in their body so that they can break the food down. And they can't even enjoy the taste of the food because of the sense realm. You got the five senses: touch, smell, taste, see, and hear. They can't taste the food. Okay, so if they can't taste the food, there's no enjoyment. And even if they could taste the food and get it down, if they have some kind of stomach infirmity, it'll regurgitate or throw it up. All right, so you got to understand that to be prosperous in this world, you have to have total prosperity. Anybody that has a lot of money that doesn't have physical wellness is not prosperous. Anybody that has physical abundance and they don't have any type of prosperity with regard to how they look at life and they take everything for granted, and then they're unhappy when they can't get their physical needs met, that is not prosperous, okay? So you must remember that prosperity all has to do with not only a state of mind, but it's a state of condition. Condition meaning if it's a physical thing, it has to be a physical condition of prosperity where, you know, you don't have anything wrong with your faculties. And I don't want to sound redundant or keep going over this thing, but you got to understand that some people think that if they have a lot of money in the bank, they're prosperous. But, you know, people take for granted, all right, their jobs, their homes that they live in, their food and everything else, their cars. But what would happen? You see a whole lot of people in life who all of a sudden they lost their job, then once they lost their job, then all that prosperity in the material realm, in the materialistic realm that they thought that they had, starts to disappear from them because they can't keep it up. They can't keep up the lifestyle, and they lose all of their tangible materialistic things, okay? But you see, the only real prosperity that you really have is in your spirit, because your spirit supersedes and it goes beyond death, okay? Your soul and spirit, God said, I wish that you prosper even as, you know, your soul prospers. Now, your soul is your mind, will, you know, your mind and will connection, okay? So you have to, the only way you can prosper really, technically, is you have to prosperity outside of reading the Word of God and meditating on it and getting it into your human spirit. You will have periods of time where when you think something's working right for you, you know, you got prosperity, which is abundance from you. But many people have become prosperous, and then in a couple of days, like in the book of Job, he had everything, and one day, everything was gone, his money, his family, everything, okay? Because the enemy attacked him and took it away. He just destroyed everything. So you must keep your mind occupied and stayed on the Word of God if you want to remain prosperous, okay? Because a person who is prosperous, when you think that you're so prosperous that you are in need of nothing and you don't need anybody, that's when you're really poor. You're poor. That's poverty, okay? Because there's certain things that money, prosperity, or materialistic prosperity cannot address. It cannot address the death of a loved one. It cannot address when you had a lot of money and now it's gone. It can't address your emotions, okay? A lot of people live by their emotions, so when things don't go the way they want to, they let their emotions dictate to their mind what way things should be, and then the enemy gets into their emotions, and he tries to string them out, take them out into nowhere, where, you know, they can't think properly, they can't act properly, they can't conduct themselves properly, and people just get lost, okay? Because they allow the enemy of their souls to have his way. Now, God, there's nothing wrong with emotions. God gave us emotions. But when your emotions are not reigned to the Word of God, okay, and the enemy can come into your situations through circumstances, okay, he will make you feel very unprosperous or improsperous. It's such a word, but I'm just saying prosperity comes from within the heart of an individual. But what is the heart? The heart is where all of the passions of man flow out. And that's where the enemy aims so that he can clog up that center right there where all of the passions flow out. The passions don't get out. You get clogged up. You get emotionally destroyed. You got a lot of people right now walking around depression. You know, you got millions of people in got a depression spirit they have allowed to come upon them. And the reason it came upon them is because they never honored God in their life. They never thought about God. And they just thought that they could make their own way and determine their own prosperity. But they found out later on, or sometime during their lifetime, that it wasn't what they thought it was. And unfortunately, when that happens, some people really never get back to God. They just let that spirit hover over them all their lives, and they just stay depressed. And you got a lot of people now, mental institutions, who really don't have no business in there. But, you know, because they could not more or less put together a way of life so that they didn't let their prosperity rule their mind and tell their mind what to think and what to do, they became victims of the enemy's attacks. So you must remember, okay, prosperity is in every area of your life. If you, but the most supreme prosperity that exists and the only supreme salvation that exists is when you have prosperity in the salvation of Jesus Christ. All right, that's the way I believe. That's the way I think it is. And without salvation in Jesus Christ, everything else you may say you have done, gone, where, or whatever, you don't really have prosperity because you haven't really discovered the source of true prosperity in life. Now, at this time, I'm going to give words to Pastor Livingston.
Amen. We just love the Lord. We just thank Elder Amen for laying that foundation, breaking it all down, amen, that we may understand. Because so many times, we are born again of the water and of the spirit, but some way, somehow, we don't get the full teaching. We don't get our foundation built as the way Jesus Christ tells us to build. So we have to continue in the way of Jesus Christ. And many times we don't continue. We find ourselves going away the way the world is and think that's it. No, we are born again of the water and of the spirit. So we have to continue to live in Christ. So we just thank God, amen, praise God. When you continue in Christ, you receive Christ Jesus the Lord. So we have to live in him to keep, you know, to keep his word and be rooted and deeply grounded in him. And our lives to be built up in him and being strong in the faith. We can't let no one persuade us. We can't let no one to deter us, amen, from the truth because, see, prosperity. See, let's go back to the scripture because the scriptures in 3 John, the second chapter, and for your consideration, he talks about he wished above that we were prosper, okay? See, he wished above, you know, in everything in every area of our life, that he wished that, amen, that we go in the direction, that we don't fall short, that we don't follow the wrong, you know, wrong people, that we not get in the wrong faith, but stand rooted and grounded in the Word of God to continue with Jesus Christ. And we have to encourage our brothers and sisters. We have to encourage our brothers and sisters, because so many times we hear some fall of the faith because of lack of teaching. And then we are excited and we rejoice with heaven when we hear that one that has come to Christ and continue in the Lord. I'm going to tell you a little story about when I was coming up. There was seven in our family. I grew up with seven, but my mother had nine children. And the thing about it is when we all came of age, mature, we all dispersed different areas. So I went to North Carolina, and, you know, and the other ones, they went different areas in New Jersey. But when we came together during reunion or family time or whatever, we were so glad to see one another, and we rejoice, amen, and we encourage one another, amen, because we know that they were still going on. They were being strong, and they were being in good health, and they looked it well. They looked it good, amen, because they were doing things that were right. So my point is the same is the Spirit. Many times, you know, when we are born again and we, you know, we got brothers and sisters, amen, in the church, and many times we disperse, God will call us out, and different ones open up church, different ones is preaching, have missionary, you know, out of the country or whatever. And then when we join back up together, we are so glad to see one another and that we're still looking good, looking wonderful, and, you know, in good health, and hear the good news that they still, you know, standing for the truth. And this is what God, we need encouraging words, amen, to each other. Now, we know that some come out from among us, amen, and we know that they get sidetracked. Some fell on good soil and some fell among the thorns in the thistles. We understand that because many times people do not continue in the faith. But the prosperity is that God's will that we prosper. It is his will. God wants us to prosper, but he wants us to do it in the right way, because it's so much, amen, the world that's in us that we got to get the world out of us. And the only way that we get the world out of us, we have to receive the Word of God. The Word of God is the only thing that uproots anything. It's just like pruning a flower, a pruning back, amen. Beautiful flowers, amen. They got thorns with it. And sometimes they get wild and they get out of, you know, control. And you have to clip them back and you have to, you know, prune them up real nice so when they come back, they'll come back real pretty. Well, God does the same thing. Sometimes we can stray away from the Word. We can stray away from prayer. And we find ourselves, amen, praise God, getting wild and getting out of control. And God has to bring us back in. So we need one another. My point is we need each other. We need prayer. The Bible tells us to pray for one another. Now, if you look at Colossians, I love the thing in Colossians, because if you, a brother or sister, is in the Lord, then you know to continue in the Lord. And the only way that you're going to be able to continue in the Word of God, amen, and continue this life, this good health, and, you know, and that your soul will prosper. Because, see, if you live in the life of Christ and your life reflects Christ, you have the character, the attributes of Jesus Christ, of course your soul going to prosper. Amen. Praise God. Because it's Christ that's in you. Amen. And the hope of glory. Amen. That sustain us. Amen. Praise God. I promise you that it's not the same as the world. Amen. We come in the world and we learn the things and the traditions of the world. Amen. And we find ourselves, amen, coming short. Amen. We find ourselves not making it. we keep failing and things start happening. We don't understand simply because we don't have the word of God. We don't have the truth. But once we come into the knowledge of the truth, we know, amen, that God has benefit. You have that covenant, that agreement with God. God's going to take care of his own. So you got to have a defense, amen, for protection. If you don't have that defense, that protection from God, amen, he cannot sustain you, even though we are his creatures, amen. We created, amen, by God. He created all of us, amen. He loves us all, amen, praise God. But when we are born again of the water and of the Spirit, then we become the sons of God. See how it separates us from the world? Amen, praise God, and being a Christian, amen, when we are born again, we become the sons of God. Either you are the sons of God or you just his creation, and it's just his creation, amen, we become bastards, we become alienated from God, amen. So we don't want to be confused, amen, because many times we have babes in Christ, amen, desiring the word of God, amen, and wants to do right, amen, and find themselves in false teaching, false doctrine. We have so much out here that is that's running around and saying that we have the doctrine of Jesus Christ. We got some kind of religion. We got some kind of, you know, hope that we are holding on to and we believing into. But see, the thing about it is once we get in the word of God, we will find the truth, because the Bible let us know if we follow on, we shall know him, amen, gradually, peace by peace, amen. This is the way God works, amen, peace by peace. He's not going to give you too much when you can't handle. He give you just enough, amen, praise God, so you can digest it, so you can think, so you can have critical thinking, so you can figure it out, amen, praise God, because God is a person. He is alive. He's well. And when we go astray, amen, he's our Father that looks down on us, and he tries to get us back in line many times, amen. And if we don't know the Spirit of God, if we don't know the Word, amen, we find ourselves getting a good spanking, amen. We feel everything going wrong. Haven't you felt like things just not right? I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, and then we find out, amen, this is not where I belong. I need to move further. I need to push forward. I need to forget those things which are behind and press towards the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ, because we get stuck. When we get stuck, we need somebody to push us along. So that's why we need one another, amen. So we know, amen, John was encouraging the brother. He heard, amen, different ones that came in the faith, amen, was continue in the faith. And when they came together, amen, praise God, as we come together, some of us have conference, some of us have seminars, we have services, you know, we come together, we greet one another in love with a holy kiss, with the love of God in our heart, encouragement. So, oh, you know, you look so good, you know, and you still standing for the truth, amen, God is real, and oh, God, and you just share your testimony about how good God is. The world needs to know that. The world doesn't know, because the world loves its own. And God is bringing us out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you because they don't know Christ. And many times because you don't know the truth and because you don't know the way, we error. We make mistakes. And some of us make a big mistake, and then we can't come out of it because of unbelief. So we have to believe in the name of Jesus Christ. But in Colossians, now, Elder and I was coming from the book of, like I told you, the third chapter of John, the second chapter. You can read that for yourself. And then we go into Colossians real quick. And it says, in your new life, if you don't have a new life and not continue in your new life in Christ Jesus, then I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking it to you that you can be born again of the water and of the spirit. No, you cannot go back in your mother's womb the second time. The only way that you're going to be born again, you have to find a born-again church, amen, baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin. Because it said without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission of sin. We're talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, amen, Mary's son, baby boy, amen, they heal the sick and open up the eyes of the blind. Amen. Praise God. I want you to realize, amen, you done tried enough other things, and you dealt with a lot of things, amen, and sometimes you were influenced by other people to try other things, and we see that it failed, but God never failed. I promise, the Bible is very clear. David said it. David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Once you have tasted of this heavenly gift, this anointing, this Spirit of God, and be born again and filled with His precious Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God that lives in you and activate in you, amen, then you can walk in Him with joy, with good health. The elder was saying sometimes you can't even sit down and eat a good steak, or you can't eat certain foods because many times, amen, because we don't have the knowledge, because we fail, amen, we fall because of lack of knowledge. We find ourselves in critical physical and emotional in a devastating way. And many times, amen, praise God, we can't push forward. So God will send somebody, amen, to help you, amen, to get back on track, to find the truth, especially you guys, amen, that's coming into the knowledge of truth. Don't be so judgmental. Don't be so critical of things. Take your time. Get in the Word. If you don't understand, ask God. Just don't be afraid just to speak out to Him and tell Him how you feel, because He knows what you're going through. He sees what you're going through, but He wants you to open your mouth and ask. Ask because He knows what you're getting ready to do. You don't know what you're going to do. Amen. So it's very important, amen, that we continue. For many people do not continue. They'll get born again, amen, and get the Spirit, and will not continue. The key is to continue to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. We can't, look, you cannot make it. It's just like a fish out of water. There's no way that you can make it. Amen. Pray. You got spiritual gills, okay? So you got to be in the Spirit, in the water, okay? So you can't survive outside the Spirit of God. You got to have, amen, the Spirit of God in order for it to work. And many times people are backslide. But you know what? God said, I'm married to a backslider. So man can point his finger and say, oh, look, okay, we all make mistakes. That's clear. We all fell short of the glory. We all sinned. We all did that. And we look at ourselves even today, we find out that we need to work on something. We need to get better, amen. So we don't need to be stuck. We need to be grown to perfection, amen, in Jesus Christ. So many times, so John was saying, look, I wish above all, you know, I wish above, I want you to have all that you can get from the Lord. But the thing, put God first. Give thanks to all things. Praise Him for what He's done for you, that He gave you the health and strength. He gave you that job. He gave you that promotion. He gave you that nice, beautiful home you got. He gave you, He provided, He gave you the health and strength. Well, you say, well, what about the world? Well, the world, let me tell you something about the world real quick. The world loves its own, so if the world loves its own, the world will do anything. They will lie, steal, cheat, amen, praise God, underhand you, undermine you, amen, full of witchcraft. They do things the opposite of God. See, you see what I'm saying? As long as things is covered up, and I, you know, if I can feel like the only way that I can receive these things is I got to tell a lie, or I have to abuse my goodness, my righteous, my soul is at stake. I have to, amen, abuse that. I have to give that up for that. You know, it's not worth it. If you really think it, what would a man give in exchange for his life? What would you give in exchange for your soul? It's not worth it. It's not worth eternal life. When you think about the goodness of God, eternal life, and what God has, you don't want no parts of the world, okay? You live the world. You've been in the world. You come out the world. Amen. You know what the world offers. So why are you still trying to hang on to the world? The world, amen, I'm telling you, there's nothing but unhappiness. You may have a little happiness, temporary happiness, but I'm talking about being filled with joy and peace, because that's what people are seeking for. People are seeking for peace of mind. You understand? People are seeking for happiness. Amen. They're looking for happiness in the wrong places, in wine. I mean, it's a big deal about this wine, amen, and drinking and being merry. That's not what God is talking about. That's your stuff. That's what keeps you happy. Because, see, you can get high off the Holy Ghost. You can get high off the Spirit and get a good feeling. Amen. Praise God. So we just love God, and amen. I've been trying to get to this Colossian here, and it says here in the Colossian, amen, in the 12th verse, it says, God has chosen you and made you his holy people. See, we're holy. We're set aside. We're different. Amen. I told you, God has a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy generation. And it says here, he loves you. So always do these things. Show mercy to others. Be kind. Be humble, gentle, and be patient. See, when we do this to one another, amen, we're serving God. We reflecting God in our life, amen. That's the character of God, amen, when we respect and love. We have no respect to person. Just because you're not saved, that doesn't mean that I cannot respect you. I respect your choices. I respect, you know, whatever your choices are. But we do say that we pray for you that you make the right choices, because we know that any time that we make choices, amen, there's consequences. Either good consequences, negative consequences, excellent consequences, amen, good consequences. I mean, whatever choices that you make, you have to realize, amen, there is a penalty, amen, for sin. Just like if you go out here and break the law, you break the speed limit, amen, and the police officer, the state trooper catch up with you, you're going to get a ticket. That's the penalty for breaking the law. You break God's holy consecrated law, amen, praise God. You break the law of God, guess what? There's a penalty for breaking the law. It's just that simple. It's just that easier. So it's just good, amen. It's easier just to serve the Lord. Now it says here, it says, get along with each other. Amen. Forgive one another. We make mistakes. I mean, you know, how many times do you forgive your brothers? The Bible says 70 times, seven a day. My goodness, that's a lot of forgiveness. So we have to forgive one another. But let me put this in your spirit. But we have to admonish people. We have to tell them the truth. We got to speak to their hearts, amen, that they may do better. But once one is rejecting it, fighting God, do not want the truth, that's a different story. When we've done all that we can do, there's nothing else we can do. If God cannot speak to that person, get that person attention, neither can I, neither can anyone else. So what we do, we leave the person alone simply because we cannot do nothing with the individual. We'll pray for it, and we'll try to hope and pray that they will come into the knowledge of the truth. But those that stand for the truth, continue in the truth, continue in the word, continue loving God, because God is nothing but love. He's nothing but love and forgiveness. If you get in the book of Colossians, the third chapter, it'll let you know, amen, praise God, Colossians, the second chapter, especially those that continue in the Lord. So we encourage you, amen, and we're not out here to bamboo you or make you feel bad. We're just trying to help you. Amen. We come to bring good news and glad tidings. Satan does not want you to know the truth. Amen. But God wants you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul will prosper. Amen.